Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wheel of Fortune Live is coming to the factory October 21st, and we are looking forward to that. We're also looking forward to having a conversation with Mark Wahlberg.
Not
that Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's right.
We're trying to connect with him right now. He may have passed out because he wakes up at 3 to work out, so he might be very tired.
I think that's the other Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, it's the actor Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
Oh.
This is Mark L.
Then I need to throw out all the prep I did for this interview. So
you
Mark Wahlberg.
Ask him. Ugh, Ron, okay. Continue.
Mark Wahlberg, game show host.
Yep.
You've probably seen him on Antiques Roadshow or Temptation Island. And we are going to talk to Mark because he's hosting this Wheel of Fortune Live at the Factory coming up here October 21st.
Really the whole spectrum of entertainment. Antiques Roadshow to Temptation Island.
Do you... Antiques Roadshow seems to be the kind of thing that you would love.
So what's funny is it does. But I mainly like to talk about it and make jokes about it in reference to it because I don't really watch Antiques Roadshow at all. I've seen clips. What's funny is... on the show Frasier, which I have watched, Frasier and his brother Niles always watch the Antique Roadshow, and they have a drinking game that every time someone says veneer, they drink. So they watch the Antiques Roadshow, and they're like, veneer! And then they drink it. So, yes, the Antiques Roadshow is right up my alley.
So we are joined now by Mark Wahlberg, who is the host of Wheel of Fortune Live, coming to the factory October 21st. Mark, thank you for being with us. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing okay. We love that this is coming to town. The Price is Right Live came through, was it last year, I think, Amy?
Mm-hmm.
We had that show come through. This one as well, and these are two of the most popular game shows ever.
I did Price is Right Live for many years. Todd Newton and I would switch off. But then once I started doing Wheel of Fortune, I'm kind of on Wheel of Fortune. He's doing Price is Right. So I'm excited to bring Wheel of Fortune to you guys.
Oh, I love Wheel of Fortune. I grew up watching it with my grandparents. I mean, from the youngest age, we would sit at the kitchen table because they would always turn it on right after the news in one of those, you know, small box TVs, antenna TVs that everyone had on the kitchen counter.
Probably black and white.
Yeah, we would watch Wheel of Fortune. Loved it. And I will say this, just with the Wheel of Fortune Live, this is basically the... you could call it the audition process. Like winners of Wheel of Fortune Live, they might get an opportunity to be on the Wheel of Fortune that's national with Ryan Seacrest and Vanna White. Is that correct?
Kind of, but no, it's easier than that.
Okay.
So it's a live show, not for TV. Anybody who comes to the show, if they want to be part of the contestant pool, they can click that box and they may get called to come up on stage and play the game. But whether you end up on stage or not, in the lobby before you come in, there's a QR code that allows you to record an audition for the TV show that goes straight to the casting directors for the TV show with a priority. So they'll look at you guys first. So regardless of whether you make it on stage or not, you have a chance to be a contestant on the TV show.
Holy cow.
That seems like a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You know, it's been so many years on TV, and so finding contestants is a big part of the success. So we're glad that we can kind of help. We have wheel watchers who know the game who are coming out to see us every night. So in addition to them winning prizes, sitting in the audience, solving puzzles, making up on stage to win the big stuff, In the lobby, they can audition to be on the TV show. So everybody wins.
Mark, we've all heard of the Monday morning quarterback and how it's so easy to make decisions and so forth after watching a football game. But I feel like there is the version of that with Wheel of Fortune, that when you're at home in the comfort of your own living room on the couch, you feel like you can solve all the puzzles. But then I imagine in person, when you are on the spot, the spotlight's on you, and you're looking at the puzzle, that it is a lot harder than it is at home. Do you see that happens a lot?
You could not be more right. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. Much harder to solve puzzles when you're on your feet under the lights with pressure. And one of the things I love about the show is that the contestants we get on stage may be good at it, but sometimes they're not. You know, they just happen to show up with somebody else who's a big Wheel fan. So the audience always solves the puzzles, almost always, before the people on stage do. And you could tell by their applause. They don't yell it out, but if they'll call a letter, like if the contestant will say, "Is there a B?" And before I say, "Yes, there are three B's in this puzzle," you'll hear applause in the audience like they already know there's a B in the puzzle. So I love that. I give them a wink. I always say something like, you know, "Please don't yell out the answers. If you solve it early, I'm proud of you, but just don't say anything." People go along with that pretty well.
It's awesome. And there are 60 cities this is happening in. And information, wheeloffortunelive.com if you want to look at tickets or just find out more about this. So when people come to it, I know this is the pretty typical question, you know, what to expect? How similar is it to, you know, watching it on TV?
So we try to give you as much of the experience of the TV show as possible. So what you'll expect is fun and games happening in the lobby before you even come in, chance to audition. Then when you come in, my sidekick, Cody Dove, who's an incredibly funny guy, improviser, is going to be playing games with people in the audience as they're walking in. You can win a t-shirt, you can win a button, you can win an umbrella, you can win a Wheel of Fortune blanket, all kinds of giveaways that we're getting for just people standing up doing, you know, speed round type puzzles. And then we're calling up five at a time, several people out of the audience to come up, stand around the wheel and solve some puzzles to compete to end up in our main game that's happening later on. So there's another chance to get on stage. Once we found our three contestants for the main game, we look for another position that people that will be surprised to find that we don't bring co-hosts with us on the road. So we pick somebody to be the letter turner, to be the Vanna White role.
That's fun.
Out of the audience.
Nice.
Which is a big thrill.
That is awesome. I would love to be the letter turner. That's
the greatest. The greatest. And that's fun because I never know who I'm going to get. And there's a little something to it. Sometimes they point to the wrong letters and it's a whole thing. But the other thing that I don't want to fail to mention is that we get our three contestants. They play a game just like on TV. Audience will recognize that we do exactly the same stuff. And then somebody's going to win. They're going to spin the bonus wheel. They're going to get their envelope and they're going to try to solve that bonus puzzle. If they solve the bonus puzzle, whatever they win in that envelope that I'll reveal, someone in the audience is going to win the exact same thing.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
You could end up walking out of here with $10,000 for doing absolutely nothing
just
but showing up
there
with your wife or husband to go watch Wheel of Fortune.
That's a huge incentive. That's awesome. Well, okay. Here's what I know about Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
There are fans for sure, but there are a lot of fanatics. People take their Wheel of Fortune very, very seriously.
Oh.
Have you?
You don't.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have the half of it. If I blow a rule, like if I don't call the rule the way it's supposed to be on the TV show, I'll get just boos and hisses from the audience. They know the game so much better than I do.
That's what I thought. Like, have you ever had somebody that was like a little too serious where you had to calm people down? Because like, I know there are fanatics.
Yes, I've had that regularly.
Wow.
And we love them. You know, I actually, rather than calming them down, I appreciate them for correcting me when I made a mistake. And then, what I love about it is it's entirely improvisational and it's not being aired on TV. So we're not going to do any pickups or second takes on things. So what happens, happens. And we're all there for the same reason. That's one of the things I love most about game shows in general, but specifically this tour. And a big reason why I agreed to go on the tour is that with the way things are in the world these days, with so much division, there's 90 minutes where, regardless of where you stand in your own personal beliefs, that you're in a room with people who agree that they love this game show. And that's all we're talking about for one 90-minute session in your life. So I'm grateful to be part of that.
And in the process, it's possible you win 10 grand. You could get a trip to Hawaii. You can get a trip to Paris. There are all kinds of different things that might happen.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff from $500 up to possibly $10,000. $5,000 is a possibility every night. $10,000 if they hit the right stuff on the wheel to make it $10,000. But like I said, you know, we were in Vegas doing the show in July and had somebody come up and win the bonus round and open up her envelope, had $2,500 cash in there, which I think is a great gift. Mm-hmm. And somebody in the audience walked out with $2,500 as well.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I love that.
Hey, Mark, you hosted Antiques Roadshow for a long time. And so
I sure did.
I do have to ask, what was the most valuable item that you delivered the news to someone that, hey, your grandma's urn is worth this much money?
Let me clarify that as the host, I don't get to deliver that news. That comes from the appraisers and the experts. But I have seen some amazing things. I saw a baseball card collection that was worth $1 million. I saw some Chinese antiquity cups that were worth, you know, way up 900,000 or something like that. But my stories of Antiques Roadshow were all just about the people who came. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is that they'll bring an item in, and while we're excited to see the value of the item, it's really the personal stories of how it connected to their family that makes us connect to it. So I was thrilled to be part of that show for as many years as I was able to do it.
That's the Antiques Roadshow has a traveling show,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
They go.
Well,
from,
it is a traveling show.
So, okay.
Antiques Roadshow has always been a traveling show.
Yeah. I think it's why my mom went to it.
Yeah.
She had them look at
it
something.
Came here
it was
not
some sort
too
of,
long ago.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was when they came through town. I think they went to Collinsville, maybe. But, So
there are a lot of other antique shows that have a name similar, and people show up thinking it's Antiques
it's
Roadshow.
That one.
But there's only one Antiques Roadshow. They've been traveling. I was on the show for, I don't know, 11, 12 years, and I hit, I think, 80 cities in the time that I was there. So, you know, we have been all over America, and they continue to do so. It's a great show. I'm excited, actually, that I'm in a movie that kind of is an homage to Antiques Roadshow. The show's the movie's called Lost and Found in Cleveland. It's coming out November 5th, and it's about these beautiful stories kind of around Christmas time, but it's all connected through people having items that they bring to a televised appraisal, an appraisal TV show, just like Antiques Roadshow. So, that's exciting, and it's going to be in theaters coming up in November.
Well, Mark, we're looking forward to the Wheel of Fortune live show coming to St. Louis. It is at the Factory, October 21st. You can go to Ticketmaster to get tickets, or you can try the website wheeloffortunelive.com. So again, we're looking forward to it. We thank you for jumping on with us and talking about the show. It sounds really, really fun.
I'm excited about it. I'll be having a meet and greet as well. So if you want to do that, sign up for that. and good luck, and I can't wait to meet all of you.
That's Mark Wahlberg, game show host. Again, you will see him October 21st at the Factory for Wheel of Fortune Live. You've also seen him on Antiques Roadshow and Temptation Island.
Whoa.
That's where people are making out and stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.